Welcome into the 5 o'clock hour of News on the Hill. I am 97.9 The Hill News Director, Brighton McConnell. Thanks so much for joining me today on this historic Wednesday. We've got lots of local news to get to, but we are going to begin on a national level where just hours ago, Joe Biden was sworn in as the 46th President of the United States. In his inaugural address, largely focused on promoting unity and moving forward, the 78-year-old called for an end to the, quote, uncivil war seen between those with different political ideologies. He also said, while democracy has won over insurrection, there is much the country faces in the short term. Here are some of his comments.
Folks, this is a time of testing. We face an attack on our democracy and on truth, a raging virus, growing inequity, the sting of systemic racism, a climate in crisis, America's role in the world. Any one of these would be enough to challenge us in profound ways. But the fact is, we face them all at once, presenting this nation with one of the gravest responsibilities we've had. Now we're going to be tested. Are we going to step up, all of us? It's time for boldness, for there is so much to do. And this is certain. I promise you, we will be judged, you and I, by how we resolve these cascading crises of our era. We will rise to the occasion, is the question. Will we master this rare and difficult hour? Will we meet our obligations and pass along a new and better world to our children? I believe we must. I'm sure you do as well. I believe we will. And when we do, we'll write the next great chapter in the history of the United States of America, the American story.
Once again, that was President Joe Biden speaking from the steps of the U.S. Capitol building earlier today. Also very, very noteworthy and equally as historic, Kamala Harris being sworn in as the first woman vice president, the first black vice president, and the first vice president of any sort of South Asian descent as well. We're going to move to local news now, and that is because there were two big items discussed at the Orange County Board of Commissioners meeting Tuesday night. The board chose to request new conditions from the applicants for the proposed Eflin Station development. The group had several items it wants the developers to include in their proposal before they would consider either approving or denying the potential development. The Eflin Station has become very high profile over the last few months as community members have voiced concerns specifically about the Bucky's Travel Center that is at the middle of these plans. Some of the conditions requested by the commissioners include decreasing the size of the Bucky's and including 10 immediately functional electric vehicle charging stations. The item will now be revisited on February 16th, the next upcoming Board of County Commissioners meeting that gives the applicants enough time to consider these changes and bring back whatever they discussed to the board. The BOCC also unanimously passed their set of non-discrimination ordinances Tuesday, the latest to be passed in the last week. Hillsborough, Carrboro, and Chapel Hill each passed their own set of the laws which provide protections against discrimination to LGBTQ community members and others when seeking employment or services. The cities of Durham and Greensboro also passed similar sets of non-discrimination ordinances Tuesday, but Orange County is indeed the first county in North Carolina to pass such legislation since House Bill 142 expired in December. Yesterday, UNC Health distributed 850 vaccines to residents at the Friday Center here in Chapel Hill. Governor Roy Cooper was on scene to visit the residents and see how distribution was going at the largest vaccination clinic in Orange County. While the Friday Center is predominantly administering the Pfizer vaccine, UNC Health officials say they are also giving residents the Moderna vaccine as more supply becomes available. 97.9 The Hill's Elk Harris reports on the difference between the two vaccines and how UNC Health is using both to inoculate the community as quickly as possible.
The Friday Center is just one of UNC Health's 17 vaccination sites across the state, an increase from the 15 vaccination sites that initially opened last week. Just a week ago, the Friday Center was hoping to inoculate 600 patients per day. Now, as 850 patients are vaccinated daily, UNC Health officials have set their sights on distributing 1,700 doses per day. Each week, the healthcare system receives information on Wednesday or Thursday about what vaccine supply they'll have for that week. While Pfizer was the only vaccine distributed on Tuesday, UNC Health officials said they will administer whatever supply they have, whether it be Moderna or Pfizer. Dr. Keeley Godwin is a family physician and the president of the Durham-Orange County Medical Society. Godwin said the two vaccines are essentially the same in terms of how they work and their efficacy rates. However, there are a few key differences.
The main difference is, obviously, as people have talked about, the storage and transportation of the vaccine. The Moderna doesn't require quite the super cold that the Pfizer vaccine requires. And so for some of those more rural areas and more rural health departments, they're focusing on the Moderna vaccine because it's a little bit easier to store and they don't have to have those guaranteed freezer backups.
Officials said UNC Health has been receiving more Pfizer vaccine as the healthcare system has the capacity to properly store the shots. While some people are concerned about Pfizer vaccines expiring due to improper storage, Godwin said that's unlikely.
The other thing to keep in mind is that, so say you're at a place where their freezer failed, the power went out over the weekend and their freezer failed. It doesn't mean that the vaccine is automatically destroyed or going to cause a problem. Once you thaw the vaccine, you have 2 to 3 days to administer it.
Godwin said there's a time limit on the Pfizer vaccines because they're preservative-free, which is why cold temperatures are needed to maintain the stability of the vaccine. In terms of efficacy, of the 70,000 people who participated in clinical trials for the two vaccines, to date, both vaccines proved to be nearly 95% effective in preventing COVID-19. Godwin said people can expect to see an increase in antibodies 2 weeks after their first dose, with peak protection coming about 2 weeks after their second dose.
So if you got your first dose today, it would be about 6 to 8 weeks from now before you would really be protected. So, don't go get your shot and then run around without your mask on. We still need masking and social distancing and hand washing to help prevent infection, not only for people that are vaccinated, but for people who haven't had the opportunity to get that vaccine done yet.
While both vaccines require 2 doses, the time between doses is different. The Moderna vaccine doses are given 4 weeks apart, while the Pfizer vaccine doses are given 3 weeks apart. Who is eligible for the vaccine also differs by age. The Moderna vaccine is authorized for adults aged 18 and older, while the Pfizer vaccine is authorized for people aged 16 and older. At this time, residents do not have the ability to choose which vaccine they wish to be inoculated with. For more information on who is currently eligible to receive the COVID-19 vaccine, visit orangecountync.gov. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.
Time now for sports, and we are just minutes away from beginning our countdown to tip-off as UNC men's basketball is getting ready to play Wake Forest here in Chapel Hill at 7 p.m. We're going to be previewing that game and a lot more, so stick around to countdown. For that, moving to the other UNC basketball program, though, the ACC announced Tuesday it has added a game to the women's basketball schedule on February 28th. Carolina will now travel to take on Virginia Tech that day. Tip-off time is still undetermined. The change comes amid a flurry of postponements for other teams in the conference while they undergo testing and dealing with positive COVID-19 cases. This will be the second meeting of the season between the Tar Heels and Hokies when they meet on February 28th. Virginia Tech defeated UNC in Chapel Hill last Thursday by a score of 66-54. A quick UNC football note, ESPN has honored Carolina quarterback Sam Howell by selecting him as part of their way-too-early All-American roster for the 2021 season. The Sports Network projects the rising junior as the top player at his position. Howell will likely be among the top NFL prospects as well. After throwing for more than 7,000 yards and 68 touchdowns over the last two seasons, he has been incredible, helping the Tar Heels go from the bottom of the ACC to their first major bowl appearance since 1950 with him under center. It is 5:24. We are just minutes away from the beginning of countdown to tip-off here on the Hill. But first, we've got a little bit more local news we want to touch on. We know that phase two of the West Fork Eno Reservoir expansion in Hillsboro has been underway for a while. Construction, including clearing road and bridge projects, rebuilding roads and bridges, was started back in April 2018. And due to the pandemic, the project and many other weather-related events, it's worth noting, due to the pandemic as well. The project has now been pushed back, but it is expected to be completed later on this year. I recently spoke with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver about how construction for the project is coming along, and here's what she had to say.
It's been a huge project, and with lots of moving parts, that the weather is always there to throw a wrench in when it can. But the good news is that there were some road improvements necessary that went along with that reservoir expansion, and so the work to raise Mill Creek Road was completed, and after that was complete, then construction turned to the Car Store Road updates, and that construction is also on schedule despite all the rain that we've had. And traffic, if you use that area, traffic is being directed around by Mill Creek and Eflin Cedar Grove. Governor Scott is how you get around that Car Store situation, and they'll be putting in a new bridge to accommodate the higher water levels.
Yeah, the reservoir expansion, huge project, and every time I see photos of it, it's really cool. The piano key design of how they actually are building it is pretty neat, but it's also, I mean, a huge undertaking, but will have really big implications to helping the water, to helping the town make sure that they've got plenty of water for any time we see a drought like we did within the last couple of years.
That is absolutely true, and I'm going to knock on wood while we're talking about it.
Once again, that was Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. If you want to hear more of that conversation, as well as the conversation I just finished having with Orange County Commissioner Renee Price in the 4 o'clock hour, be sure to head to the 97.9 The Hill page of chapelborough.com. All you've got to do is click on News on the Hill and then look for Conversations with the Mayors to hear that conversation.